Next, let's look at reframing. Now, reframing comes from the therapeutic field, in which you get clients to look at the world in a different way. Now, reframing comes basically in two forms, what's known as a context reframe and a meaning reframe. In a context reframe, you maintain the same behavior, the same situation, you just change the context to make it more valuable. In a meaning reframe, you simply change what the situation actually means. In other words, you say, don't look at it this way, look at it that way. Let's have a look at a context reframe for a moment. Let's imagine someone's looking at a sports car and they find out how many horsepower it has, and then they look up and say, he might turn around and say something like, I don't know, that seems like too much power for me. You ask him why he means that, and it turns out that he likes to have safe cars. The reframe becomes almost too simple at that point. You just point out that sometimes a good acceleration keeps you out of trouble more than a good ability to brake. So for example, when you're on a motorway and a car in front of you is acting up in a strange sort of way, being able to overtake it quickly and safely allows you to get through some potential problem area before any problems actually arise. So you now have taken the very quality, the idea of speed, which used to be a problem, and you've actually turned it into the major advantage. That's the advantage of doing a context reframe. You've moved context to one where the power, the speed, becomes one of great value. In a meaning reframe, all you're going to do is you're going to maintain the same situation. You're just going to change what it actually means. Let's take the example of two colleagues who have a conflict at work. You're the manager and somehow you have to negotiate a resolution between them. One of them has the objection that the other one is always being terse or always being harsh or critical. So when you take the actual situation, harsh and critical language, there's all kinds of different meanings that you can draw from it. Perhaps the person is somehow feels put under pressure themselves or attacked themselves, and the person is just putting in their attack, their counteroffensive, ahead of time to make sure they get heard. Perhaps the other person isn't being critical for critical's sake, but because they want to actually make sure the project works out well, and they're just trying to anticipate any problems in the future. So you notice, we've already got two different reframes, two different ways of looking at the same behavior as being something of a different character than what had caused the problem in the first place. This is the exact situation that happens a lot of times when I'm doing my corporate coaching. In that situation, when you have conflict between, for example, members of a board of directors, a very simple way to resolve the conflict is to give everyone one of these personality tests like Myers-Briggs or Belbin, etc. When the directors that are in conflict take these tests, invariably their personality profiles look very different. And suddenly you can actually explain away their disputes, not because one's right or one's wrong, one's obstinate, etc., but because their different personalities look for different kinds of information and they're merely miscommunicating. So to turn a conflict and turn around and say, actually guys, what you're doing is you're giving each other the wrong kind of information, which is creating this conflict, suddenly depotentiates the whole stress and tension within the situation. Because it's no longer someone else physically attacking you or verbally attacking you. It's now someone else responding to an inappropriate kind of communication. And of course, if you change that, suddenly everyone starts getting along again. So reframing is actually a very powerful way of handling objections or dealing with problems that people might throw at you. And remember, there are two very simple questions that you need to ask yourself in order to come up with an appropriate reframe. The question for a context reframe is simply, in what situation, in what context would this problem, would this behavior actually be worthwhile having? For a meaning reframe, the question you ask yourself is, what else could this very same set of facts mean that's actually more beneficial or more positive than the current interpretation that people are putting onto it? Now, both kinds of reframes are actually very healthy and very important, because what you're doing is you're taking someone who's got a very limited view of the world, a very rigid way of saying only this interpretation can possibly be correct, and you're enriching their model of the world, their ability to see the world in different ways. If you give people enough choices, one of those choices might actually be better than the kind of choices they're stuck with inside their own heads. So your job is basically to give them enough choices of other positive interpretations so they can select one that actually makes them live a more happy, more fulfilling, and perhaps more carefree life. So that's the value of reframing. It expands and enriches people's ability to enjoy the world. And of course, it makes you more successful and influential as a human being as well.